for us on Oahu, a comparison with Maui is kind of instructive.
When I was the director of the Department of Housing and Human Concern under Hannibal Tabares, I think that was the last administration that actually developed homes for working people.
That was the early 80s. Today, former Maui County Council member Vince Bagoyo Jr. is a developer and development consultant for several affordable housing projects underway now on Maui, including one on Waiale Road.
We're going to try to at least bring that down to 70% of AMI, which is a very risky work.
AMI is the area median income used to determine affordability. Like Oahu, Maui has a fast-track process that can be used for affordable projects with stringent requirements. And there's something Oahu does not have.
If you want to build a hotel, I believe the current code is for every four hotel units, you have to provide one employee housing project.
This law applies to residential, condo, and hotel developments. The formula for supplying worker housing for commercial projects, that is malls and retail, hasn't been worked out yet.
What's happening on Maui, and I think even it's happening throughout the state, there's these gentrifications that's taking place that only the offshore well-to-do that are now enjoying the best places that our local people used to live. You know, I'm trying to convince our elected officials that we need to start looking at plantation villages again for our own people.
The challenges? Land is pricey, and the approval process so onerous, it's cheaper, easier, and more lucrative to cut the land into agricultural lots for gentleman farmers. Bagoyo worked with the Spencer family in their efforts to build an 1,100-home workforce development project about 10 years ago. Community opposition got it downsized to 250, and finally, the Spencers gave up. They're going to sell the land as 21 ag lots.
The state did a study in 2015 saying that we need 14,000 homes by 2025.
Stan Franco, housing co-chair for Faith Action for Community Equity, says there are 400 homes in progress now. Not all are affordable.
Nobody on Maui wants to make another Honolulu here on Maui, but so we need to decide where we're going to put these homes.
Bagoyo says it's usually traffic and environmental concerns that trigger government and or NIMBY or community opposition.
The net effect is that the people that we are actually protecting are the guys that are really getting hurt.
But Vince, some people these days don't want to own. They want to rent.
If you want to move the working people into the middle class, you've got to provide them with a house because that's the only equity and savings our working people have that they can pass on to their children and grandchildren. That's the only equity they have.
After decades of struggle in and out of government, Bagoyo says he believes legitimate environmental and traffic concerns can be worked out with community dialogue. How much do affluent sectors of the community really want affordable housing? Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.